kitchen blinds, the blinds were built on the house.
Oh, uh-huh.
In those days, you could open the blinds or close the blinds, whichever you wanted to do.
What do you call those things that are on a roller, you know, that you pull up and down? Sometimes they're paper or kind of a heavy cloth.
No, I think we just had shades, you know, shades, and then drapes over these shades, not Venetian blinds, uh-huh. but just shades that you roll up and down, made out of material.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then they had a softer drape over them.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. What do you call a little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in?
Well, we just called it our bedroom, even uh-huh. though we slept on the uh-huh. porch. We called it our bedroom, and they each one had a closet.
Uh-huh, that's where you hung your clothes If you didn't have a built-in closet like that to hang your clothes in, what else would you have?
Well, I know some families, wardrobes.
Uh-huh.
And we had wardrobes in each room, too.
Oh, you did?
You know, they're the big, high wardrobes with the doors that you open and they have mirrors on. Well, we had wardrobes in
there. Uh-huh. Did these have drawers and shelves, too, or were they just...
Yes, uh-huh. uh-huh. You could hang clothes and...
That must have been pretty big.
And store things, too.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the way the big build closet's so big, I guess people just have more clothes than they did then. I don't know.
Probably. what do you call the space at the top of the house, just under the roof? What did
the attic.
Okay. Did y'all have one?
Yes, we had. We just, for storage, you know.
Yeah. Did you have a little place off the kitchen where you store canned
food?
Yeah,
cupboard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Both places had big cupboards. And I still lock them. So many of the new kitchens don't have them, but yeah. I lock a cupboard.
Yeah, I know. Our house has a little bitty one,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't like having to keep canned stuff here and canned stuff here and small canned stuff
that's
here.
That's right. It's yeah. nice to, and people used to put up so much jelly and stuff like that. And those cupboards are so nice because you could always just open that door and walk in and
uh-huh.
see all this. And
uh-huh.
But like here, we have these little cabinets, but it's hard to keep things. Some of them are so high and some of them on the floor.
Yeah.
A cupboard is much handier.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so too. Keep the brew and stuff in there too. So. Let's see. What would you call a bunch of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
We just call it trash.
Okay. Did you have a room where you kept stuff like that that you weren't using right then?
And no, I don't, unless we'd take it to the attic, you know.
Okay. Speaking of the daily housework, you'd say that a woman does what every morning?
You mean my mother or me?
Oh, well, either one.
Uh-huh. Well, I've never been much of a housekeeper because I started working when I was about 18. it came first. My mother
uh-huh.
really did the housekeeping, and she made our clothes. And,
yeah.
And her whole life was her home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mothers these days are so busy, those that aren't working or playing bridge, that they don't have time for all those things. But she loved a neighbor and she loved her home.
Uh-huh.
And
if the house was dirty, she'd have to do what to it?
Well, she always had help of one person, usually a colored
uh-huh.
Or a Negro person.
Yeah.
And they were always friends of the family, and
yeah.
and we always depended on them, and but my mother always did her own cooking.
Uh-huh.